Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast and the home of your Italian-American moment. And I am your extremely proud host, Frankie D. And we can always be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast app. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and connect with us on LinkedIn. Today, my guest is Meredith Tabone. And recently, Meredith was in an article that I saw in the Chicago Sun-Times newspaper. And you know those ads we see online and on social media about you can buy a house in Sicily for a dollar, which always caught my eye? Well, she actually did it. So, Meredith, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
This is a fascinating subject. I mean, as a proud Italian-American and loving Italy, you see that dollar and you're just like, you're so intrigued to say, really? Like I could own it'd be like I'm owning a piece of Italy. That's and it'll right. cost me a buck. Obviously, there's more to it. Okay. Yes. But that's what we will find out. And by the way, we are doing this interview at my second home in Piazza Italia at Pasta Fresh at 3418 North Harlem Avenue in Chicago. From the beautiful family, Bartucci family, that allows me to do interviews here. And I just love it because it just stimulates me. And if you're looking for fresh pasta, Italian products, Italian t-shirts, keychains, everything, come to Harlem Avenue, 3418 North Harlem in Chicago. Meredith, tell me about your background.
So I'm originally from the Peoria area. I went to Illinois State for school and moved to Chicago about 15 years ago. And I'm a financial advisor, and I live in the South Loop.
Live in the South Loop, yep. Financial advisor. Okay. Yep. And from your last name, I obviously see that you're an Italian-American.
Yes, I am.
So what trace back the Italian-Americanness?
Sure. So my great-grandfather is from Sambuca, Sicily. At the time he lived there, it was actually called Sambuca Zabu. Now it's called Sambuca di Sicilia.
Oh, they changed the name?
They did change the name.
Well, yes. Do you know why they changed the name to this town?
I don't know why. It was political. But I think when it became part of Italy, which I think was maybe in the 40s or 50s, that's when they changed the name. But yeah, my great-grandfather was born there and raised there, and so was my great-grandmother.
And is this a small town?
Is it
inner?
Yeah, so it's actually on the southwest coast of Sicily, and it's a village currently of about 5,500 people.
But once upon a time, I'm assuming it was much bigger.
I don't know that it was ever a lot bigger. Probably was like 7,500 or 8,000 maybe when it was its largest.
It's not close to the water, is it?
It's about 12 kilometers from the water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so prior to seeing those ads, which I'm assuming that's where this, did you ever think about like...
I did.
You did. Actually, now, you had been to Italy, you said.
Yeah, so I've been to Italy two or three times. I had never been to Sicily before, but it was something that I always wanted to do. My father was a very proud Italian-American, and he always talked about his heritage and was raised by his grandparents, my great-grandparents.
In Peoria?
In Galesburg.
He was
actually raised in Galesburg, which is about 45 minutes north of Peoria.
North of Peoria, yep. Okay. And so you went to Italy. It had an
I
effect
loved
on
it.
You.
Yes. Yep, and I probably for the last 10 years had always talked about buying a place in Sicily, although I had never
really? Done that. I mean, you liked it that much.
I did, and I always thought it would be nice to have a piece of my heritage back. So I always talked about it, and because I talked about it so much, when the article came out in CNN and New York Times saying that these homes were available starting at €1, I had several people actually forward me the article.
Because they knew the way
because
you
felt.
Because
they knew that I had talked about it. And they were like, hey, did you see this? And I read it. And at the bottom of it, there was an email address. And it said, for more information, email to this address. So I sent an email. I got an automatic reply back that told you how to go through the process if you wanted to put in a bid.
Did you ever were a little skeptical? You know, like, because now you're talking about a dollar. Also, this isn't like, you know, I went to like a dealing with an American company.
Sure.
I'm sure even for the dollar, I would have been a little scared to actually do
go
this.
Through the process. I wasn't scared. I guess I felt like because it was in CNN and the New York Times, I'm thinking if it's in an article like that, I'm guessing they've done their research. And it was a legitimate situation. So that's
true.
Kind of what I based it on and just went with it.
Okay. Now, from the beginning, when you could see this, after you got the info.
Yeah.
And you thought, I want to do this. I want to go for it at least.
Yep.
Did you get an attorney?
I did not. I went to the municipality website, which is where it directs you to. And it basically has the directions in English and in Italian. And I just clicked on the English button.
Oh, so you're dealing directly with the
municipality.
The town,
yeah.
The Paese di San Buca.
Yep, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
So and this didn't frighten you?
No, it didn't at all. It felt like it was meant to be. It was like I read the article and I realized it was San Buca. And I thought, I had just started working on my Italian citizenship the October before, so it had been like maybe 3 months, and I'm like, I think that's the town that my family is from. And I went back and looked, and when I saw that it was, it just felt like it was meant to be, and I just went with it. So I didn't do anything. I mean, there was a website, and it showed kind of blurred pictures of each of the homes, and it gave the address, and you could bid on up to two of the homes.
So it's a bidding process.
It is. So some of the municipalities are just giving homes away for €1. Some of them, like this one, it's actually an auction process. So you can put in a bid for whatever, starting at €1, for whatever you want on up to two properties. And there were 16 properties available.
So this town of San Buca, it sounds like there's quite a few people there, whereas some of these other towns are borderline abandoned. I mean, that's where I thought these houses were more available.
Yes, there are. I mean, there's far more than 16 homes available. They're actually talking about doing another round of auctions within this town. There are a lot of abandoned homes that are falling down and in very bad shape. But there are also a lot of abandoned homes that the families still own them, but they don't live there anymore.
Right. I think that's what it is. I think, you know, once upon a time, 100 years ago, they left the house.
Correct.
Maybe they had intentions of coming back. Maybe they didn't.
Right.
Money was tight.
Yes.
They never came back. It went to the kids. They didn't even.
Right. Exactly.
They couldn't spell San Buca. And then the grandkids, and then forget about it. It just sat there. And nobody could really do anything with it because legally it belonged to this family.
And a lot of people, some people in San Buca moved to the newer part of San Buca because there's actually kind of like the old.
Oh, you got a new part and an old part.
You do. So a lot of people moved to the newer part because it was cheaper to build a new home than it was to renovate, you know, a home built in the 1700s or 1800s.
Okay.
So it was just easier to do that. But a lot of people, specifically in Sicily, but also southern mainland Italy, are moving to larger cities from these smaller communities because of jobs. There's
absolutely.
Just, you know, there's not enough jobs.
A sad
areas.
Reality. They just, if for the
it
youth,
is.
For the younger people, there isn't much of a future. And
correct.
Unfortunately, they leave. And,
yep.
It's a sad, sad thing,
yep.
but like I say, it is.
It's
reality.
It's reality, and that's how a lot of these homes become abandoned. They still are in the family again, but they don't do anything with them because it's not really, you know. Also, real estate in Italy in general is not the same way that it is here. So there's not an MLS with all the homes listed. There's not for sale signs up for the most part. It's really just you know who lives in a home and if they want to sell it or not, and it's by word of mouth that you. So, you know, for instance, I did buy a home, and it was actually, I bid €5,555.
Now, may I ask you, without getting too personal,
sure.
Where did you come up with that number? Like, how did you come up with it? I'm going to bid that amount.
I honestly, John Paxson was my favorite basketball player.
John Paxson from the Bulls?
Yes.
Okay.
And his number was 5, so it was always my favorite
all right.
number growing up. So I was like, you know, I'll bid $5,000. Or 5,000 euros.
Can I ask them why didn't you bid just 5 euros if you liked 5? I mean, since they were allowing that.
Because I mean, it's a bidding process, and I knew other people may put in a bid on that home. And I like, if you bid 5 euros and somebody else bid
6 euros, they'll get the house.
Then they get the house. And I thought, how much am I willing to spend that I'm, you know, I'm going to feel like this is a good deal, even if it's in shambles? You know, I mean, I had seen a picture of it, but I'm thinking, how much can I spend and I'll feel good about it? So I said 5,000 euro, and I was talking to my mom. And she said, bid 5,050 euro, just in case somebody else also bids 5,000. And then I just went with it, and I'm like, well, I'll bid 5,555 euro. So it was really just a very random
process. So you did 5,555.
Yes. And the house number that I bid on was number 5 as well.
The house address, the number is 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was not scientific.
And you got and you won.
And I won. Yep, and I won the bid. So it's the equivalent of about $6,300.
Okay, but which is really nothing for a home.
Right, and at the time that I did that, you had to the time that you put in the bid. So in order to qualify, you had to get all the paperwork in by April 1st. You had to mail it to them, and then you also had to wire €5,000 to the municipality bank.
Okay, what kind of paperwork besides like just your info?
It's just a one pager that basically says your name.
And we still don't have an attorney involved.
I've never had an attorney.
Boy, you're gutsy. Boy, that's great. The attorneys don't want to hear this, but no, I'm believe me.
I don't know. It's just worked out very well.
Just a side note. Any friends thinking you like are out of your mind or?
No, I mean everybody was just really excited about it and just kept asking me what was going on. I think my mom got nervous for me after probably a month had gone by because I didn't hear anything. And they did say if you didn't win. So I didn't know the actual auction date. I just knew the day that we had to have I had to have my my bid in and the wire in. But after that I, didn't hear anything. And they said if you didn't win, we'll wire you your money back. And I didn't get the money back either.
Oh, so now you're nervous that maybe this wasn't legitimate.
My mom was starting to get nervous. I must have won because I didn't get my money back.
Sure.
But I did send an email and I did not get a response. It was just the automatic reply that I had gotten the first time. So I was thinking something is going on here. But I also, after I put in the bid, 10 days after that, I broke my ankle. So I was on bed rest and I had a lot of other stuff going on. So it wasn't top of mind.
As far as work and everything.
Yeah.
Sure.
So it wasn't probably as top of mind as it would have been. And I was still on bed rest. When I found out on May 12th, I got an email.
You excited then when you found out?
I was extremely excited, but I still couldn't go see the property because I couldn't fly.
So you only saw some pictures. Now, I'm the type of guy.
One picture.
Wow. Even better. Okay. So I'm the type of guy. I always think worst case scenario. That's big with me. So now, if I'm you, I'm thinking, okay, I bought this house. Worst case, I got to knock it down, maybe, and build a new house?
That never entered my mind.
It didn't. No. Now, I would assume, I know, okay, the little I know, when they build things in Italy, especially, how old is this house, more or less?
It's probably rebuilt on top of an old house in the early 1700s.
1700.
So it's actually one of the older homes in the village.
That's amazing. Okay. Yeah. So when they built things back then, they built them to last.
Yes, they did.
So I get it like the structure, the outer structure, not going to come down.
No.
However, it's a two-story home?
It is, yep.
Do you know, like, did they give you, like, size, like, and there again, I don't know metric, I just know square footage, so what more or less square footage
No,
is
they
it?
Did it. Some of the homes did. So some of the 16 homes next to the picture, you could click on another button, and it had, like, a very rough draft of a kind of a blueprint. The home that I chose did not.
Didn't even have that.
No.
So you really are clueless if
I'm clueless. I'm clueless on everything.
There is a second floor, so you have, I'm assuming, bedrooms up there.
Yes.
And there's got to be a kitchen. I mean, basically, those homes had a kitchen and another room.
So, yeah. So, it was two stories. And most of the homes built at this time, it has two doors. And the door on the right goes to the ground floor. And it was actually, it's horse stables. So, it's where they kept their horses. So, there's a giant stone trough. And there's hay all over. And there's hooks with ropes on it. Because it was still being used that way the last time anyone lived there.
Wow, interesting.
So the bottom floor is where the horses lived. And then if you go in the door on the left, you go up the stairs. And that's the main living space with a kitchen.
Upstairs.
And a living room, yes.
Okay, is there any balconies?
There is a balcony, yep.
There's always a balcony.
There is a balcony.
And what did the view end up being of?
It's actually a cul-de-sac. So the view is just of the cul-de-sac.
Oh, I see.
Yep,
okay.
It's a cul-de-sac. So it's a very small cul-de-sac. And it's actually great. The one thing I did know was its proximity. It had a map and it showed where it was in the village. So I knew that the location, well, I thought it was close to the church, and I'm thinking churches are usually where kind of the center of
Absolutely,
the village is, right? So
yes.
I'm thinking it's very close to that, so it's probably a good location. That was about as much thought as I put into it.
Now, have you contacted or, like, are aware of, like, are there people from Sambuca in Chicago here?
There are. There's actually
the
largest population of people from Sambuca are in Rockford, Illinois.
Rockford,
and
Illinois.
They came to the U.S. after an earthquake in the late 1800s.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
I have had other people reach out to me who've read articles.
Okay. Well,
but
very
mostly from the Rockford area. Some of them live in Chicago, but mostly very large concentration in rock.
Okay, very interesting, because one of my last interviews was with a young man that was from Rockford.
Okay.
Who was, he has a band, he's in music, and everything is like, he dedicates it to his grandfather who came from Sicily.
Yep.
To Rockford. I don't know I forget what town it was, but it's interesting that you say Rockford. Apparently there's a good amount of Sicilians in Rockford.
There are, yep.
That would maybe, you know, people that were more, not so far removed from the town might have a lot more knowledge of, you know,
absolutely
the history and whatnot. So,
yep.
Okay. All right. So the money, that part's done, but aren't there like stipulations that go along with these so-called dollar homes? Tell me about that.
Yep. So in this particular case, you have to give a 5,000 euro deposit. You have to spend a minimum of 17,000 euro on the renovation. And
that's not very much.
It's not. And you have to have
here in America, that's like a couple appliances, 17,000 euros.
It's
high end, but
nonetheless. It's, and you have to have it completed within 3 years. So it has to be in living condition. So you have to have, you know, water,
running water, electricity,
right?
All that.
It has to be living condition. Has to be done in 3 years. And if you do that, then you get transfer of title of the home and your 5,000 euro deposit back.
Oh, so they really don't transfer the title until you complete.
Correct.
Now, do you have to live there for a certain amount of time?
Nope.
See, I always thought that was part of it. They, I think, you know what? Okay, and I could be wrong, but I think some of those more abandoned villages that are really, besides trying to fix up the homes, they want people living there.
I know that there are towns where they're actually paying people to live there.
Really? Can you give me those addresses? Because that would be a dream and a job.
That. So there's actually there are villages that are paying people to come there, and they do have to live there. And there are, but they don't own those homes. They're just paying people to come and live in the homes, so that they can get people back in the town. But that's not what this program is. And there are people who purchased them that are going to use them, I believe, for Airbnb, which they're fine with. They want the homes rebuilt and living condition and to get people to come back to the town because that creates jobs.
Sure, so which could be a great investment. Right. Actually, that actually could be a really great investment because that could definitely make you some money.
Yeah.
And they're happy with that because they just want...
They want the homes rebuilt and, you know, to look good again and to not be falling down. And again, whether it's, you know, people coming there to stay on vacation or if it's someone living there full time or someone like me who's using it as a second home, it's still not a building that's crumbling. And it's still going to be occupied with people, you know, they're full time, you know, they're full time or not. So, I mean, in my case, I've been 3 times and all 3 times I've had people who volunteered and wanted to come with me, and my house isn't even done yet, right? We're just going and looking at, you know, basically a very
friends
old,
home. Yeah, so place to stay in Sicily.
They'd never even heard of it before, and, you know, they just thought it was so amazing. So just the awareness that it brings to the
you're building, right. It's a smart move.
Being there. And then they're like, maybe we want to buy a place here too.
A very smart move, yes.
Yeah.
Now, something that I thought of, because I think this way, okay, so now you have to spend X amount of dollars to fix it up. How the hell do you do that? Like, are there permits? You don't know any plumbers, electricians. Like, this has just got to be. I mean, it's difficult here in Chicago, and I've been here my whole life, let alone being there. So how did you go about that part of it?
So I had a good friend who is pretty savvy about social media, which I am not. And she,
you're not savvy about social media?
I'm not. I know. You wouldn't believe that, but no, I'm not. I struggle with technology in general. I don't even have a Facebook page. I have Instagram.
You don't?
No. So I actually started following the hashtag. So the town has a hashtag. So I started
Okay, see, the hashtag thing, I'm not really sure what that
means. I didn't know about that. But
it's a pound sign, but whatever.
So there's a hashtag for Sambuca di Sicilia. And if you follow that hashtag, there's an architect. She's really been instrumental in part of this process with the mayor.
So you need an architect for the repairs you want to do?
You need an architect and you need a geometro, which is basically an engineer, and then a contractor. So I found an architect on Instagram who was born and raised in that town.
But aren't you scared of that? Even I'm scared of people in Chicago.
I don't know.
Because it's like, what if I get this architect, right?
Yeah.
And he ends up being a little on the, you know, now he's got his two buddies And here they got the girl that doesn't have Facebook in Chicago that they're going to take for a ride. You know what
so
I mean?
He, I don't
I'm
know.
Very skeptical.
I messaged him and said, hey, I'm one of the winners of the Case 1 Euro, and I need help. And I booked a flight, and I'm going to be there on this date. And he said, yeah, I'll meet you. And I said, okay. So
okay, so when you went there, after you won the right, I guess we call it.
Yep.
Could you stay in the house?
No. There's not even electricity or running water in the home.
Oh, wow. It's that bad.
Yeah. It's not, I mean, it's just that old.
It's just that old.
It's just that old. That they, yeah. I mean.
Are there hotels in Zambuca?
There are. Yeah.
There are hotels in Zambuca.
There's a B&B. That's right on the main street. And I stay there a lot. They're great. It's not family owned. It's just an adorable little place. And then there's a really nice hotel. That's right outside of the town. It's beautiful. It overlooks the lake, and it's a very beautiful place. So I've stayed at both. There's a place to stay.
Do you speak Italian, or did you speak it, or are you getting better now?
I'm trying.
You're trying.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm learning. I mean, and I will become.
I'm sure you will. But now going there, does this architect speak English?
He speaks very minimal English. Nobody else in the town speaks any. So I just told him I was coming. My friend came with me. We went there. We went to the house. It had a chain, you know, it was locked up. And it had a chain link with a padlock on it. And I didn't really know what to do. And my friend said, let's just go buy a lock cutter and cut the lock off.
Oh, they don't even open it up for you.
I don't know. I couldn't get hold of anyone to find out.
Is there a key?
Well, I don't know. I honestly don't know, because we just went to a hardware store, and I'm thinking, are we even going to be able to find a hardware store here? And there's actually a whole row of them. We went and bought a lock cutter and a new padlock, and cut the old lock off, went in, we videoed all of it, me cutting it off, going in for the first time, and then we just put a new lock on it, and then I had two of those, so I have one key. I gave one to the architect. The architect was laughing about it, and so were the mayor. They thought that was pretty funny that I did that, and that's how it's still locked up now.
Okay, so are they, I mean, since the town is very organized about this, in the process of selling homes in this capacity, so I guess it wasn't like so crazy, your story. I mean, they must, you know what I'm saying? Like, they, not that they were waiting for you to get there, but like,
no,
it wasn't such a shock. So he knows this is an American girl.
Yes.
I'm going to be doing, she's not going to be here. I can't be texting her like, you know, hey, did you want the wall to be, you know,
we
orange
do,
or blue?
I mean, we actually do. I text with my architect every other day. So we talk a lot. And he knows about...
Are the charges more for this long
distance
texting?
No. So when he lined up the Geometra for me, and the he also lined up the contract for me. So he's done everything. And he, they got it organized. So the mayor came and actually sat with me while I signed off on the initial paperwork. So I've met the mayor. I've met all of the people that are going to be involved in working on my home.
And they're all happy about this.
They're
treating you good
about it. They treat me
because this is great for Zambuca.
Yeah, it's great for them. It's I mean, and they also
you drink more Zambuca now that you purchased a home in Zambuca. Okay, I had to ask.
I know. No, I mean they want to do everything that they can. I mean, the quality of the work that they do is. Well, it's amazing. It's very high quality. They take a lot of pride in the work.
Are you knocking walls down? Is it getting to that point?
I am. So,
like changing rooms and whatnot?
Yes. I am. I was going to have to do that anyways. Not knock walls down, but open them up. But the last time I was there, there's another large house that used to be three old homes that they created one large home that shares a wall, two walls with my house. And I asked my architect two times ago when I was there, who lived there, and he said he knew the people that owned the home. He didn't know if anybody was currently living there. And
what are you getting at, Mara?
It wasn't for sale. So the last time I went there, he had the keys, and I did a tour with my of the whole place with my friend. And I said, I want to buy it. And he said,
You're going to be a mogul, a Sicilian mogul.
He said, it's not for sale. And I'm like, everything has a price. Let's just see what they'll do. So we negotiated for about 3 weeks, and they agreed to, came to an agreement on a price. So I bought that.
Oh, my God.
So now I'm going to have it's going to be one very large home.
Oh, you're going to combine it.
I'm going to combine the home. So we are going to have to take down two walls to combine the house. One upstairs and one downstairs. So
and how many bedrooms will you eventually
possess?
It will be
four bedrooms, four bathrooms, two living rooms, a library, dining room. It has a garage, the other home does. So it's going to be a very large home.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Two staircases. Yeah. It's going to be really beautiful.
That'll truly be awesome.
Yeah.
So what are your plans I'd be honest, we could talk for about 3 hours about this, sure. But probably nobody wants to listen to me for 3 hours. So what are your plans for the future with all this?
Yeah, so I want to open a business there. And there's actually a space that I've been looking at that's very close to where I purchased the home. And I want to do a cafe that sells local wines that you can consume there, but you can also buy to take with you. And to the space is large enough that I can also display artist's work. So there are artists from Europe that are coming to this town and buying homes working there. But there are also local artisans, and I want to be able to display their work, but also have it for sale and have people be able to buy just local food and wine there. And I'm going to name it The Architect after my father, who was an architect. But I think
the name of the business will be called The Architect?
Yeah.
And your father was an architect.
He was. Yeah. So I just think that'll be a nice way to honor his memory. But it's also something that the town kind of needs.
They need you, I think.
Well, so I wanted to be able to bring something back to the community.
They're going
to
love you.
Yeah.
They probably already do.
They do. We have a very good relationship. I have
own two homes. For the home there. You got a desire now to buy another place and put a business.
Yep.
I didn't see all this coming.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
It really is.
Really exciting.
So now, would you be like lock, stock, and barrel? I'm moving to Italy.
No,
that's it. Goodbye.
No, I love my job. And I think I'll spend probably right now about 4 to 6 weeks a year there, just as a vacation home. And I'll, if my friends or family want to stay there.
They're going to want to stay there.
They will. I already have a list of people who want to stay there.
Are you able to do your work like off a computer, like that kind of work, like where you could work from there
a
little?
There's some work that I can do if I wanted to work there. I mean, I can. Yeah.
So eventually, though, you would retire, meaning I'm retired from my job, I'm selling my place in the South Loop, and I live in Italy.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's amazing. This is really awesome. I love it. I love your ambition for all this, your desire for all this. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I had talked about it a lot before, and I just kind of kept waiting for the opportunity and thinking, sometime I'm going to go there and start looking for property. And then this popped up, and it just seemed like it was too good to be true. And I just went with it. I didn't really, I didn't overanalyze it. I don't overanalyze too much of anything anyways, but I wasn't reeling on this one. I thought it's meant to be, and if it's supposed to work out, it will.
And sure. I love that.
Patience and not be emotionally tied to the outcome. I'm going to put the bid in, and if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. I also didn't know at that time that I put the bid in that over 100,000 people had emailed asking and inquiring about it, and tens of thousands of people actually went to the town and looked at homes, and a lot of people put in bids, and I did not know all of that when I put in my bid. So I probably would have been more skeptic that was going to happen if I had known all of that ahead.
Well, no, you definitely just kind of, you just did it. You didn't even think twice. You didn't get into legalities.
No.
You didn't get into, how many people would have said, okay, I'm not, even for a cheap price, I'm not buying anything that's real estate without seeing it, especially a home.
Yeah.
Without seeing it. And they would have taken a trip there.
Yeah.
And that they would have lost it.
Yeah.
So, you really did act fast.
Yeah.
Gutsy. Without, without all those thoughts and what if this is bad?
Yeah,
what if that is bad?
No.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is really great. And honestly, I think it's great for the town because you're going to bring this spark of of newness and enthusiasm in life.
It's brought so much attention to the village. So I had someone from Forbes contact me and they did an article in Forbes.
Well, let me ask you that. So Forbes, CNN, Chicago Sun-Times, Wall Street Journal, how did all this happen? How did it start?
It started, Forbes.com reached out to me and asked me if they could include me in an article. They reached out to me and
they reached out to you.
Hey, we know you're one of the winners of the homes because we went to the website. Can we write an article?
Oh, so it's public knowledge.
It is public knowledge. All of the people that bid, how much they paid, who won.
Then from Forbes, it just kind of
was
a domino effect.
So someone from CNN saw it and it actually really started to get big after CNN. So CNN wrote an article, which I forgot about it. She contacted me and said, hey, can I ask you some questions?
CNN
and send me pictures.
Did a story about you and you forgot?
I did, because I was at a work conference and I had a lot going on and I kind of forgot about it. And it was published probably 4 weeks later. And my mom sent me a link and I was in an article. And I'm like,
that's pretty impressive, though. CNN.
Yeah, and after that happened, I started getting hundreds and hundreds of emails. And then NPR said, can we do an interview? And then WGN.
And you answered
said,
my email? I'm very.
I have. Flattered.
I
think there's like 10 different publications that have done it. And there's also a production company that wants to do a docuseries on it. So I'm talking to them right now, and they're going to shop it to Netflix, HBO.
Oh my God.
HGTV.
That's great.
We're in the process of that right now.
That's awesome, because it's a tremendous story.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Have there been any other Italian papers, podcasts?
No, actually,
I the first?
But every person who's reached out to me from any major publication has been an Italian American.
Really?
Every single one. So it's all people that have.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear
that. Love this and want to give back to that community and want to like really
that's
let
awesome.
People know about the story.
So what
you know
saying?
That this you can have a good outcome, because I think there have been a lot of difficulties and bad outcomes, where people had a really hard time and it took too long and, you know, they had so many challenges. So I think everybody likes a feel-good story where
like
people didn't, you know, go down a rabbit hole and end up in a disaster, and it's all been really, really
well, bad. Sure, because it's such a major thing and there is a lot of speculation.
Yes.
And you know the way human nature is.
Yes.
If one person purchases this house and then that contractor ended up being a drunk that like knocked the house down,
right.
That's going to have a lot of bad publicity.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And you don't always hear the good stories. And I think, you know, just my familial tie there, people love to hear. I mean, just the fact that I didn't know where my family lived there, and it ends up that they, you know, grew up two blocks away from where I bought a house, and my family still lives on that block. So they
are there any distant relatives?
Yeah. So my family
with
still
that same
there.
Last name.
Yep. And my architect knows them, so I'm actually going to meet them.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
See, no, I give you even more credit, because it's not like, you know, your parents came from there, so you were going there in the summers and knew all these people.
No.
You're like really, really far removed from this.
I am.
And to go back and to like embrace your roots, so to speak, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I really do feel like it will continue to be a great experience. I mean, they have everything to lose if it's not a good experience for me. I mean, I think they genuinely care and they want it to be a good experience, but there's just so much for them to lose, because it has been published all over, because I do want to start a business there. I want to help the community. You know, I really feel like they're going to try to do a great job for everyone.
Absolutely.
Because they have, I mean, the whole point of this is for them to, you know, to have something to gain from it.
Your success with this, your success is their success.
Right. Exactly.
You go big, they go big.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Make sure. Definitely. Definitely.
Yep.
So what you're saying is I'm the first Italian American show to contact you.
Yes.
I just want to establish that.
That's correct.
All
yes.
right.
I want to
definitely.
Give you the credit where it's
due. I saw this. I couldn't wait to sit down and talk with you, because it, like I said earlier, fascinates me.
Yeah.
So no, this is incredible. I thank you for coming here and the time. And I wish you the best of luck. And I love the, like I said, this ambition with the business and everything. And just, it goes beyond just you sleeping there in the summers.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's what's awesome. So best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And what a great story.
Thank
and to all the listeners, I thank you out there. And we learned another great fact about our Italian America. And as I always conclude, stay proud. Thank you.
Taormina è il più bel fiore di Sicilia, c'è la Sardegna paradiso in mezzo al blu, ma c'è un'isola che desta meraviglia, si chiama Capri e non si scorda più, poi Napoli, Sorrento e così via, l'Italia è un souvenir di simpatia, amore, pizze ed allegria, e bella l'Italia. Il mare come compagnia, è bella l'Italia, un sogno nella realtà, l'Italia è questa qua. C'è Venezia che sorride a tutto il mondo, come una donna sempre ti innamorerà. Roma eterna visitata dalla gente per le bellezze e per l'antichità. Firenze, quell'artistica città che mai nessuno al mondo scorderà. Amore, pizza ed allegria,
che bella Italia,
incanto d'arte e poesia.
Che bella Italia,
il mare come compagnia. Quando c'è la luna piena a Portofino, del vino bianco la ragazza insieme a te, può cambiare in quell'istante il tuo destino, perché un amore più splendido non c'è. I laghi, le montagne e così via, l'Italia sembra tanta fantasia.
Amore, pizza ed allegria,
canto d'arte e poesia,
che bella Italia,
il mare come compagnia,
che bella Italia,
un sogno nella realtà, l'Italia è questa qua.